Oh, I know that look. I most definitely know that look. And I am going to save you some time, save you some effort. Regretfully, I have to inform you that it won't work. It won't work. Flirting with me, it won't work. You were totally going to flirt with me. Oh, really? You weren't going to flirt? No, I'm not buying that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't want you to flirt. And I totally should not have said that. You are a problem for me. You are a serious, serious problem. A problem that I do not need. My life is complicated enough. Oh, darling, you have no idea how complicated the life of a librarian is. I did not call you darling. I don't know. See? Problem, you. Why are you so problematic? Not fair, you know. It's really, really not fair. Why are you so problematic? And I say problematic when I really want to say another word, but I can't say that word because I am a librarian and I am a professional and. I wish you would flirt with me. Just a little. But not like this. Actually. It's rather lonely being a librarian. People like the idea of a librarian, but they don't really like the reality. To be a librarian, you have to be a little tiny bit strict. You have to be organized. You have to be dedicated. And you really, really have to like books. So no one really flirts with librarians unless they want something. So, when I saw that look on your face, I knew that you were going to flirt with me. And I knew that you have overdue books. And it won't work. It absolutely won't work because while I can't make any exceptions. I cannot let you off paying your fines. I can't. I really, really can't. But I want to a tiny, tiny little bit, which is just not me. That is not something I do. I am not that kind of librarian. I am the head librarian, and that means that I do not let people off of their fines because late library books are a problem and you're a problem, but you're so problematic. Oh, don't deny it. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I completely understand. Fines are. Well, fines are. Struggling here because. I like you. I really, really like you. But I know that fines are essential because late library books are just a plague on my existence. They are awful. They are the worst thing in the world, second to talking loudly. And I'm talking loudly. And this is problematic. I am a head librarian and you make me very unlibrarian-like, and it's a problem. You're a problem because should stop talking. I should really, really stop talking, but it's just the two of us here because the library is technically closed. But I let you stay late. Which I shouldn't. Because I'm breaking all of the rules. This is so bad. This is so bad. No flirting. Do not flirt. It's really nice, though. It's so nice. I've done the one thing that I'm never meant to do. I have a favourite. Oh, that's so bad. Is it you? Of course it's you. You are my favourite, and I should not have favourites. As head librarian, I definitely should not have favourites. Well, a favourite, because it's just you. It's just you, because. When you have favourites, a favourite, you make exceptions. And that's not good because it's a very slippery slope. But you are my favourite. You are my absolute favourite. Even though you have late library books, you have late. Library books. I can't believe you have late library books. You were the chosen one, and I did not just make a Star Wars reference. Oh, I am so far gone for you. You have a good reason to have late library books. There is no such thing as a good reason to have late library books. There is no good reason for that ever to happen because. Well, it's just not. Stop looking at me like that. No, you did not notice my new glasses. You absolutely did notice my new glasses. You're the only person who noticed my new glasses. See, this is the problem. You are the problem. You are problematic, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ban you from the library. Oh no, I'm. Can't ban you from the library because if I ban you from the library, then I'll never see you, and you're my favourite. But that's the whole point. I'm a head librarian. I shouldn't have a favourite, but I do. I feel so conflicted. It is not cute. No, it's not cute. You are just. So problematic, just so unbelievably problematic. Fine, how many books do you have overdue? No, you do. You definitely have overdue books because you did. You definitely had overdue books. You bought them all back. But that doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense because if you have no overdue books, you have no outstanding fines, and if you have no outstanding fines, well, you have no reason to flirt with me. What? You don't. You don't like me. You absolutely do not like me because, well, I mean, you like the idea of a librarian. But you don't like me. Because I can be very strict. Very, very strict. You've seen me. I can be bossy. You do not like that. You absolutely do not like that. I like books. I really, really like books. I am unhealthily obsessed with books. And I am nerdy, not geeky, nerdy. I am queen of the nerds. That's hot. You are so problematic. And you're my favorite, and I really like you. You had late library books. Oh, you had a good reason. What was said good reason? Seriously? Seriously? That is that's an awful, awful, awful way to get to talk to me. Seriously? Seriously. You don't know much about courting a librarian, do you? Well, let me just say, late library books are not a turn on. Definitely, definitely not a turn on. What? Nothing else was working? When you say nothing else was working, it sounds like you were trying to. Was working. It was very much working. I mean, you're my favorite for a reason, and so you were trying to get to know me. And I was would I like to go out on a date with you? Oh, for real? So definitely not fiction. I would love, actually, I would love to on one condition, and it's a very important condition. I would love to go on a date with you on one condition, one big condition, one massive condition. I will go out on a date with you just so long as you never ever have another late library book, because it was really messing with me, because you're my favorite and you had a late library book and I was really conflicted. Promise? Okay. I would love to. I would like to. I would love to. I would love to. So where would you like to go on our date? So what? Are you serious? Are you s serious? A late showing of the original trilogy. One moment, please. I just need to. I'm about to make a sound that should never, ever be heard in a library because in a library, we're quiet! Tell no one. No one must know that I did that. No one. On one condition, name your price. A second date. I think I can do that. So, let me just look up because the library is closed. And we can go on our date to see the original. Shh. Yes. However, please do bear in mind that I am still strict and bossy. And slightly adorable. But only when it involves Star Wars and maybe my favourite. I'll just get my coat. If you hear any noises, just ignore them. Just ignore them. It's just the head librarian just being very happy.
You're so problematic.
But nothing I can't handle.